Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for Angela.
Sorry about being late. You're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. On the show at 7:50 Pacific Eastern Standard Time, Damian Wayans Jr. will be on Show Talk with Angela Butler. So I'm glad to have everyone on the show. Is the pastor on?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
That is great.
How you doing?
That is great. I'm doing all right. Is anybody else on the phone? Okay, I guess we don't want to talk. All right, listeners, you're in for a treat. Not only are you going to get to listen to Damian Wayans Jr., the son of Damian Wayans, you're also going to be able to listen to a little preaching. So I'm going to play some music. And in about 10 minutes, Mr. Wayne should be on the show. You also get to hear a preacher. All right, everyone.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times. Our staff is professional, organizes your events down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity has attention to details in your ordinary party is an extraordinary event. And decline to provide your...
Pat seems to be having some audio trouble.
Huh?
I'm talking to the people listening. I'm saying I apologize to all of you. Sounds like I'm having some audio trouble because I cannot hear Mr. Andy Cry's video commercial. Audio video commercial. All right, listeners, so you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We're waiting for Damian Wayans Jr. to call in. He's calling in to Show Talk with Angela Butler. So you also will hear a pastor preach. He's going to tell you his story, and it's a story that ends in salvation. So, like I said, you're all in for a treat.
Your hands for Angela.
All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest tonight is Damon Wayne Winans Jr. He will be on Show Talk at 7:50. After he gets off the air, you'll be hearing from a pastor. I'm going to let him tell you his name, and he's going to introduce himself. And he will also be, not only will he be talking about giving a testimony, he will also talk about his life now with salvation. So get ready to be inspired. All right, listen. You're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, and I am Angela Butler. The people I will be interviewing tonight is Mr. Damon Wayans Jr., and also you get to hear a pastor from California. Like I said, I'm going to let him introduce himself, and I'm going to try to play Mr. Andy Clive's promo one more time, see if I get audio.
Organizes your events down to every last detail, no matter what size. Our creativity and attention to detail turn your ordinary parties into an extraordinary event. And decline to provide world-class service.
Listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. That is, of course, the theme song for Show Talk with Angela Butler. For those of you who are regular listeners to the show, and I'd like to talk about Urban Spice Magazine. Urban Spice Magazine is a magazine that I write for. It's out of Georgia. If any of you would like to have a subscription of the show, you can go to www.urbanspice.com, and it's $14.99 a year, if I'm not mistaken. So for those of you who have an interest, check them out. I also would like to talk about a foundation over in Marianna, Florida. It's a foundation run by a lady that I know well, my family knows well. She's a legitimate business person, and she has a website and everything for those of you who have not listened. But you can go to her website and check her out also. But, and like I said, she's over in Marion, Florida. For those of you who do not know, I've been posting on Facebook. Hopefully I will have an interview with Griff. Griff is a martial arts black belt winner, and he is also a member of the group Public Enemy. So those of you who remember Public Enemy, they will be on, one of them will be on the show. Cannot definitely say when. Also, Mr. Freddie Jackson is supposed to be come back to the show, so I would appreciate it if you would support my show and listen in, call in, or, you know, it would be a big help. All right. So you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We're going to go back to the theme music.
A special event can be very challenging and stressful at times.
You're still listening in Show Talk with Angela Butler.
Hello, Angela.
We're waiting on Mr. Damian Rainey Jr. Hello.
Hi, a demon.
Hey, how are you? We're still waiting on Mr. Damian Rainey Jr.
Angela, talk to me, baby. I'm kidding. How are you?
Hey, how are you? Good to have you on the show.
Uh-huh. How are you?
I'm okay, and you?
I'm good.
Hey. All right, everyone, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest this evening is Damian Wine Jr. How are you, Damian?
I'm good. I've been working a lot on this movie. Working a lot on this movie, promoting it, having a good time.
Okay, you're promoting a movie. Would you like to talk about your movie?
I would love to talk about my movie.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, my movie is called Let's Be Cops. It comes out August 13th. It is about two 30-somethings kind of down on their luck. They dress up like cops, and they wind up noticing that, people actually believe they're cops, and they kind of take advantage of having all the perks, you know, that come along with having the authority of being a police officer.
Oh, okay. The authority of a police officer. That's one way to get traffic to slow down for you when you have
a police car.
That's
one way to get through red lights as well.
Okay. All right. You are the son of Damian Winans, aren't you?
Yes, I am. He birthed me.
Okay. What is it like being in a family such as the Winans family?
It's great, you know. It's like a lot of people who are really funny, really loving, and very supportive.
Okay.
Couldn't ask
All
for
right.
anything
That's
more.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, were you once the youngest staff writer on a television show called My Wife and Kids?
Yes, I was.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Going back a little bit.
Yeah, that was you did.
Okay. All right, that's great. What projects or jobs are you currently working on?
I have a TV show. Yeah, I have a TV show that I'm doing called New Girl. And I have a movie coming out, a Disney movie coming out November 7th called Big Hero 6. I'm playing one of the six characters in that movie.
Okay. All right. Yep. Sounds like it's going to be funny.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Will you be in, do you know if you will be in any more films with your famous family, including your dad, Damian Wayans?
I would never put it past them. If they want me to do something, I'm definitely down to do it. I love my family, and, you know, I'd be down to do, like, a White Chicks 2 or, you know, do whatever, be on whatever project my dad's doing. So, yeah, I'm always up for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was reading your bio. It said that you went to school for art, to be for art.
Yeah, I went to Otis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I initially wanted to be an animator and a cartoonist, but I wound
okay.
up becoming a writer and an actor and a stand-up comedian.
Okay.
Because I'm crazy right. like that.
So do you ever feel any pressure from the public or critics to outdo your family?
No, because I mean, one, I'm not really a competitive type of person. Two, they're my family, and I feel like I speak for all of us when I say when one wins, we all win. Yeah.
Okay.
All for one for
so
all.
So you've learned a lot from your uncles and your dad.
Yeah, it taught me everything.
And the sound of things.
Yeah.
Okay. They taught you pretty much everything you know. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you come from a family that I used to love that had the show Living Color. I love that show.
Yeah,
I used to watch it all the time. And White Chicks, that was funny too.
Yeah.
So do you enjoy being up a stand-up comedian or an actor today?
I enjoy both. Oh, you're saying which one do I enjoy more?
Yes.
Probably stand-up, only because I'm into the instant kind of gratification or instant critique of an audience member. Whereas, like, if you do a TV show or a movie, you got to wait until that show or movie comes out before you get the kind of reviews or what people thought about your work. Where a stand-up, you tell the joke, either they're going to laugh or they're going to be quiet or they'll boo you. So.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. When it comes to comedy, I'm a little patient.
Will you be a series regular on any shows this season?
Yeah, New Girl. It's a show called New Girl. I'm a series regular on it, yeah, for the whole year.
Okay. What is your role?
I play this character called named Coach. He's one of the four guys that live with this girl named Jess. Her name is she's played by her character's Jess, played by Zooey Deschanel. Interestingly enough, I used to go to high school with her in real life. Yeah, so it was cool to be working with her again. Well, to be around her again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So you went to school with her. That is great. So your career is just really not just taking off, but it's getting bigger.
Yeah, pretty much. I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with honing your craft and being the best you can at it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So what are your future plans? Do you have any plans for the future that your fans could look out for or to see?
My future plans? Maybe to live longer. maybe do it like an action movie, comedy action. Possibly if there's like a superhero out there that's my complexion, I'd like to play that. I like to do martial arts and I like to tumble, so I'd love to incorporate that in my work if that's possible.
You like martial arts?
Yeah, I do martial arts. I like to tumble, like how gymnastics people do. I can do flips and stuff. I can flip off walls like a ninja.
Okay.
So we're gonna do that.
So is that
something that'd be awesome?
Taekwondo, karate.
I did taekwondo as a kid. As I got older, like around 16, 17, I did Muay Thai, which is kickboxing, Kali, it's a Filipino martial art, and jiu-jitsu until I was like 22, 23. And you know, I haven't really done anything since, but I still train. Like, stuff that I know, I still practice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in 2014, it's in post-production, is what I'm reading. Someone, Mary Berry?
Yeah. It was an independent movie I shot around in 2012. Didn't come out until 2014.
All right. Sounds great. Sounds like you've been very, very busy. Very busy, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what did your dad think about you, you know, kind of walking in his footsteps? I'm not saying that to be negative, but
what I'm saying is,
you know,
I think he's proud. He tells me he's proud. He's been walking around promoting my movie. He's been doing stand-up with his brothers and promoting my movie at every show, so he's got to be a little proud of
that
me.
That is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have a supporting family.
Very supportive.
That's right.
Yeah.
I have nothing wrong with that.
No.
So are you going to be writing any more scripts or anything?
I just wrote a feature film with my buddy and my co-writer, Shane Miller, and we're seeing if we can get some legs going on that, see if we could get that shot. That'd be awesome.
Okay, great. I've got one more minute, so let's talk about your upcoming film.
Mm-hmm.
Your upcoming show that you were talking about. Will it be on next season, or is it already on?
No, this is going to be the fourth season of the show. It's called New Girl, we start shooting tomorrow, and I think it airs in September or October.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
All right, that
yeah.
sounds great. That sounds fun too. I say all the time that you're one of those people who get paid to do work that they love and enjoy.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm very appreciative.
Yeah, sounds fun. Sounds very fun. Well, that's about the end of my time with you. They told me not to keep you too long because you have a busy schedule, which I understand.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler. And I wish you the best.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. All right.
Have a good day.
Okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, listeners, you were listening to Damon Wayans Jr. He's the son of Damian Wayans from Show. He's been on Show Talk with Angela Butler. He's walking in some big footsteps, doing well. All right, listeners, next on Show Talk with Angela Butler. All right, hello, Pastor.
Hey, how's it going?
How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm blessed in Holly's favor. You know, God is good
you
all
blessed?
The time. Yes, I'm blessed. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Had kind of a hectic day.
Just okay?
But other than that, it's okay. Yes, everything's okay. Yeah. So tell the listeners your name. Introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Pastor Jonathan Moore of God Love Plus Ministry. That was on my heart. The Lord has got me to start. So, you want me to
okay.
go keep going on?
yeah,
I can
keep
going now. So, I'm pastor, you know, I'm a survivor of two brain surgeries. I like people to know that because God has changed my life in a dramatic way, and that, you know, that we all need to get a change to. And, you know, I almost died, but God has had a plan for my life to teach and preach to those who lost their way or focus because I was on drugs real bad a while back in my past. And it took me for the turn for the worse and it land me in places that I ain't want to be. So, you know, in life, that if anybody out there is on drugs, you know, understand that God can make a change in your life, change your life in an amazing way. So, you know, I found myself in prison and in different ways that the places I don't want to be, but God has uplifted me and gave me encouragement in my life to make a change. Because we all can make changes if we continue to focus and dig deeper in Christ in the way that he wants us to, you know, to change our life. Because he's the only one can change our life for the better, to keep us focused on the right path. So God has encouraged me a lot. So, you know, there's been many changes in my life so far.
Thanks for listening to Minister Moore. What's the noise in the background? Please quiet the noise. All right, you listen to Pastor Jonathan Moore, Minister Moore. He's telling you about his testimony of where he was at and where he's going and where he's at right now. And he's talking about his life with Jesus Christ. Go on, Pastor Moore.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, see, one thing about drugs, it got no, I mean, it got just, it don't have no kind of way. It always calling you in a different kind of way, because God give us power over these things, you know. And back in my past, you know, I went into depression after the two brain surgeries, you know, and I was taking one wrong turn after another. But, you know, I know as anointed man of God, God has called me to preach, but, you know, I stand up and understand one thing. I had to get in the Word of God so, you know, he can get inside me and make changes in my life. Because like Paul said, I die daily to each things of the world of life. So we got to make a change to stay focused. Every time we need to know which way to go, we got to keep our eyes on Jesus and not the problem. So, you know, if I'd have kept my eyes on my problem, I'd have been deeper. And right now, I wouldn't be here today. But, you know, as the preacher said one time, if you're still here, God have a purpose for you. And he got a purpose for all of us. But one thing we're forgetting is to open in the book of our life, and that is the Bible. And we don't open it up, we got it over there with dust on. But we open that up, we'll see the path that God got for us. But one thing we're missing is living the Word, being doers of the Word. We go to church, we go in. But when I went in, I seen one thing. I seen a way. Because God said Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. When I feel Jesus in my heart, he gave me strength to beat drugs, to beat everything that came against me. He was with me because he said in his word, he'll never leave you or forsake you. And that's true. If you think it's not true, you got to seek yourself in the Word of God to get it within inside you so all that confusion and distraction in your life can get away from you. The only way you can do that is in his Word. And if you meditate it like the Bible says in Joshua 1:8, meditate day and night, you will have great success. And that's what pulled me through my drug addictions and different relationships or whatever like that. I took the wrong turn every time. And people out there now taking wrong turns. We all in the wilderness, like the children of Israel. We in the wilderness. We dying off day by day. But we always got to wait for a tragedy to make changes. Make changes now. Don't wait till later. We need to teach our kids. We need to be great examples for them. People need to see Christ in us. Because if they don't see Christ in us, you know, they ain't got no wealth to turn. Our kids need to see Christ in us. People need to see. We need to encourage each other. There's not enough love out there or walking in love to be able to make a vision for your life by Christ, to see through his eyes, you know, because the Bible says, put that mind in Christ Jesus in me. Put it in you and make a change for the better. And always, every day and every morning, make time for God. That's what's wrong today. If I didn't make some time for God when I was back in the past and the drug and relationships and everything, I wouldn't be here today. Because God called me for a certain reason to touch those out there who don't know right connection. That's why we don't know love. Love is God, and God is love. And all we need to do is put into action. Because if you love God like you say, you will love your brother. And we need to help one another and encourage one another. We're missing that whole concept. if we come together, like God said, in that one love ministry, we can build beautiful things, and beautiful things can happen in our life, and we have better relationships. We don't got better relationships because we're unequally yoked with our partner. We're rushing. The Bible says be anxious for nothing. Though we anxious to go in for loneliness, going in for lust in the eye, and we're going in the wrong turns. If you keep doing these things without going in the Word of God and studying the Word every day, you're going to always go in the wrong direction. There's no path without the Word of God. There's no path. There's no way out. So there's no shortcut. I mean, taking care of our temple or our body, you know. And I had to do that, and everybody gave me challenges in my life. Even Team Beachbody gave me challenges, and by the grace of God, I made it. You know, we got to trust God at all times in our life. We can do anything. Relationships and everything can come around in our life, but we got to be plugged in and connected with Jesus' love. And once you do that, he's the four cornerstone that hold everything together, because without him holding me together, I wouldn't be here today. And I tell everybody today is, get your kids right, walk right, stop the things you're doing, get in the Word of God, stop going to church, just going back and forth, go in there and stay focused and dig deeper. And then you'll come out in a prosperous way. Because one thing is, the Bible says, first seek the kingdom of God, and all things will be added to you. And that means helping one another and doing the things of God. You got to be doers of the word if you want to expect to do any results. You got to stay consistent in everything you do. Because without consistency, ain't nothing going to work in your life. If you don't believe me, look around and see if anything working in your life today. If it's not working, you know you're not consistent. But you got to trust in God's way, because his way is the only way. That's why I'm here today, and that's why I'm going moving forward in my life now, because God has taken me to a new level, a new dimension, to go here, to preach, touch people out there, to uplift them and encourage them. Try to be example for things. For God is in me, because he says, my soul prospers, so shall I prosper. He said he shall supply all our needs. And he supply our needs by we walking in his obedience. You got to walk in obedience. Don't let the fear jump in. Fear affects your faith. We can't bring fear in. You bring fear in, you're going to fall. You know, we always say we're going to go think about the bad first instead of the good. We always think about the good. If you can think about the bad, you're meditating in the wrong direction. Meditating what God got for you. You got to get a new mindset. A new mindset will bring you into amazing prosperity and relationships and everything. Stop thinking negative. Turn off the negative and bring in the positive. And one thing, you will always live in the prosperity of God. Because God said, he will never leave you or forsaken you. He will always be there for you. He said he surrounds you. He said in Psalms 5, he surrounds us with a shield. His love protects us to keep us going and focused. You got to get in position. Get in position, get in line with the word. If you ain't in line with the word, you got to start looking in the mirror and see if you're doing things right, but you got to plug into God's love. He's the connector that will bring everything together and everything amazing. If you look at me now, God has changed a lot of things in my life. I'm just figured because, know why? Because the Holy of God is upon my life. I trust him every day, and everything I'm walking in faith, because he's the author and finisher of our faith. Trust in God, I tell everybody, trust in God. And don't be anxious for nothing. Don't rush in nothing. Be patient. Let the perseverance have his way. Stay on his word. And be consistent is the whole key of your life. Do not live in check to check or your body not doing complete exercise or whatever you're trying to accomplish. Be consistent in it, and you will have great success. That's in Joshua 1:8. So, you know, you got to stay in the word to get a new change for your life, and that will change you in a dramatic way.
So, before you found salvation, before you found God, I guess you were lost, so to speak. Not necessarily lost in soul, but you were draining yourself. So I kind of understand what you're talking about.
Yeah,
so
I was,
now.
So
now, are you working on any plays or anything? I mean, anything like that?
Yeah, I'm working on two plays right now. A short one for this young lady's son. She have a play coming out in August 24th. I'm working on that play there. So, and I'm working on another play with Dr. Hollins out there in California. She's supposed to be doing that in December. Another play, Miss Edith Tells It All. So I got another play coming up. So I got one coming up in this month here. So, you know, by the grace of God, give me memorized, because I didn't even know I memorized words like that. But, hey, God is good. So, you know, whatever you do, you can do perfectly.
I hope I'm correct on this. Is there a gentleman named Tommy from Martin's, I believe you told me, from the show Martin, that you're going to be in a play with in the future?
Yeah. Tommy and Cole, they're supposed to be in that one that play with in December. She's still getting it together, so I'm waiting on her to go on that, supposed to be in that play, and I'm playing a guy like in Martin, like Otis. So I'm playing one of them funny cops, looking all funny, you know, long socks, you know, hair and big glasses. So.
I understand
so
what
it's
you're
gonna
saying.
Be fun. Huh?
It sounds fun. I was in a play once years ago with a gentleman by the name of T.Y. Martin. It was great. It was fun. I've only been in two plays. I used to do a little acting too.
I went for Survivor too. So I made Survivor a long while back as well. Survivor, the reality show. I didn't make the next round, but I made the first round, beating out 10,000 people.
So you were on TV?
No, I just did the interview in New York. They had chose me for the in New York for that one, on that. And I did a lot of things. I did some extra work too with Gregory Morrison and Tom Hanks and them. I did some with them as well in a movie called Hack.
That's great. So guys, just completely turned your life around. I mean, it's obvious. You're a changed person. You're a saved person. And God is blessing you for your obedience. That's the way I see it.
Oh, yeah, he is. You know, I mean, you know, he took everything from me, you know, from drinking. He said we have authority over everything. And he had given me that authority and strength. You know, as we continue to seek the Holy Spirit, it directs our path. Because we got all spiritual blessings in it. It says in Ephesians 1, we have all spiritual blessings. All we got to do is speak it in existence. And I have doing it, so I'll tell you today, it works. But you got to stay focused and dig deeper in Christ. Believe me, he'll bring you out of anything. He brought me out, and I was bad off. I'll tell you right now, way bad off than anybody can ever think, you know. So every habit I had, he took away from me there. Huh?
One of the reasons I wanted you on Show Talk with Evangel Butler, this show, is because there are people who are in similar situations, and I knew that you would be an inspiration for them. Because people hear the bad part of people using drugs and things. They never hear about recovery or how God has saved someone and changed their lives. And your testimony, I really believe, is going to touch somebody, and I hope you believe it too.
Oh, I believe so, because, you know, as anything, like I said, everyone can make it. You got to stay positive, hang around positive, and get in the Word of God. You got to want it. You got to want it. And the thing is, if you want something, God will get it for you. All you do is just stand there and believe that it can happen for you, and stay around positive people is the main key of that situation as well. You got to dig deeper, you know, and you got to stay focused on God and keep your eyes on him, not your problem.
Yeah. All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. We're going to take a quick break and come back and listen in. This is the pastor. All right, listeners, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The guest has been Damian Winans Jr. He's the son of Damian Winans. Also, listeners, I want to tell you about a book that you'll be very The Love I've Never Had, and it's by Jane Wallace McDonald. It's a beautiful read. So those of you who want to and who have the time and, you know, just really want to read something very inspiring, it would be The Love I Never Had by James Wallace McDonald. Also, there's another book that was written by Tamara Frazier about her coach, Faye Baker. Listeners, I'm here to tell you, anything is possible with God. There's nothing impossible with God. And this book that Ms. Faye Baker wrote is wonderful. It truly is. And they were on the show, and I was so inspired by her. The lady could not walk for years. And the miracle is she never gave up on God. I mean, I'm sure she had a bad time when, you know, it wasn't, you know, easy for her. But like I said, this accident in the book happened in Hinesville, Georgia on I-95 when they were working on the roads of our work site. And again, the author is Tamara Frazier. Her book is In His Own Time. This is about the life of her coach Faye Baker. And Miss Baker did walk again. She did. And that's amazing what God can do. And the gentleman that you're listening to now, he's telling you his testimony. He wants to reach somebody. He's not there to hurt anybody. He's trying to reach and help somebody because he knows what it's like to be lost. Also, I want to talk, and that gentleman is Minister Moore. Again, I want to tell you about James Wallace McDonald, The Love I Never Had. It's by James Wallace McDonald. Very inspirational. Also, I want to talk about Airport Antiques. For those of you who have been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, you know about Miss Janice and her business called Airport Antiques. Hope I didn't get that right, because if I did, I know she could be calling. But Miss Janice Nicholas and her husband are the owner of Airport Antiques. I hope I got that right. she's a great person, nice woman. But she did something that few African Americans have did. She and her husband have not only an antique shop, they have a warehouse, so to speak. Auction house, excuse me. They have an auction house. There's very few people who have that in America, especially African Americans. So check out Airport Antiques. She was on the show. For those of you who did not catch that show, you really missed out on something. Really did. So check out Airport Antiques. And now we'll go back to Pastor Moore.
Hey.
Hi, how are you? Had to talk about them people doing good things.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took you off guard, didn't I? You didn't say you could make on that soon. Okay. So, again, I'll go back to talking about Airport Antiques. It's really a great business. A great business for anyone to have. And this lady started this at 27 years old, and her husband, you know, and her run this business. Her name is Janice Nicholas. She's the co-owner of Airport Antiques and Eclectic Treasures. Let me say that again. One of the owners of Airport Antiques and Eclectic Treasures are Janice Nicholas, and she is the co-owner with her husband, Mr. Nicholas. I don't know if you listened to the show, but she said that antique business is a $1 billion-a-year industry. And it's not a lot of Black Americans in there. I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but she's telling you what she knows. And at one time, I believe, I don't know about now, that she had was one of very few African Americans who also had an antique shop, but an auction shop. And that is what made everything unique. Ms. Janice Nicholas, number is to her shop, to her store, is 1-404-530-3030. She really has some beautiful things. So check her out. Check out Airport at Cheese Eclectic Treasures. And she's also, the store is located in Delta Corporate Office, which is in the community of Hakefield, Georgia. All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, go on and tell everyone what brought you through and continue to expand on the Word of God.
Well, God brought me through. God has showed me a life which we need to understand when we walk in His love by helping each other, because we can't really see things the way God sees, but only then when we trust God, then things will develop in our life by studying His words. And that's what happened for me. You know, God has shown me that way and that path, and I follow that path and all the challenges that came upon me. So, you know, I'm back to a original form that when my mom had brought me up and raised me, you know, God has changed me because His anointing has been on my life for a long while to be able to do what I do today. And I've been called to do this. So, as you know, God is moving in my life in an amazing way. And the Holy Spirit is doing some things. God is doing amazing things in my life to uplift and encourage a lot of people out there.
Okay. I'm definitely listening, everyone, to an inspiring testimony. And sermon, too. Also, I hate to interrupt you, but I want you to tell the listeners about Mr. John Eads. He is the Fulton County's he's head of the Fulton County commissioners. He's head of all the commissioners, and he has a good chance. Well, he already replied that he will be on the show coming up soon. And again, this is John Eads. He is the head commissioner at Fulton County Government, the County Board of Commissioners at Fulton County Government. So we're just waiting on that confirmation to find out if he'd definitely be on the show. Also, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler, and we're going to go back to Minister Moore.
Hey. Praise God.
Moore, how are you doing?
Praise
God.
I'm just saying.
Praise God,
yeah, praise God. God's been doing an amazing thing in my life, and I like everybody to know that, you know, continue to study the word and make time for God, and God will move in your life in an amazing way. So never not have time for God, and pray over your life every morning, and tell, let you call yourself and call things out, because the Bible says you can call them things as it were. Say you blessed, you're anointed, you're a child of the King, and God loves you. You got to know that God loves you, that He will take you to a new level in your life. And these things you need to say every day out of your mouth, because you need to have a different thought pattern so you can continue to walk in the blessing that God already has prepared for us. And we stand back trying to get Him to move, that He's already moved, because He said it's finished. So all finished work is upon our life, and all we got to do is be connected to His love and walk in it. And believe me, your life will not be the same again as you continue to line up with God's word and see His prosperity move in your life like it never did before. So you see me as a changed man, that God has took all them things from me in less than a day of any kind of habit God has put upon my life because of on the calling of my life to be able to touch people, let them know that you can do it too. All you got to do is stay focused. You got to stay focused and continue to meditate in God's words every day. And believe me, stay consistent is the key. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. But all it is, you got to change your mindset, because He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but He gave us the power of love and sound mind. So all we got to do is walk in the mind of Christ and see the vision inside, see the victory inside of us before you see it on the outside. Believe me, all you do is speak it in existence, and it will be upon your life. It's easy said than done, but you got to let go of all the distractions in your mind and your head and keep your eyes on Christ, and see the victory arise in your life in an amazing way.
All right, listen to Pastor Moore. He's telling you about Jesus Christ and God. So can't blame him for wanting to reach somebody. He told me in confidence, but I'm going to say it anyway, that if he could just get to one person, then he would have did what God wanted him to do. So this is a man, I guess, has really turned to God. So that's what I want to say. I also want to say that author and inventor James Wallace McDonald, he was on the show, I believe, July 27th of 2014. He has a book that he has wrote called The Love That I Never Had. And it's a great book. I wish him the best with his inventions also. I keep him in prayer, and I hope he keeps me in his prayer. All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Don't forget to check out the Wright Foundation. The Wright Foundation is in Marianna, Florida, and their website is www.wright.com. These people that are running this business are not running a charity. They're not giving handouts. What they're doing is helping people get back on their feet, and I think that's beautiful.
That's great.
Families who have trouble paying their electric bills and things like rent.
Amen.
So what they're doing is helping people before they become homeless.
Amen.
So they're not giving a hand out, they're giving a hand up. So the Wright Foundation, the website is spelled this way, the word Wright, not website. It's Wright starts with a W, W-R-I-G-H-T. It's right, therightfoundation.com. For those of you who would like to make a donation, it would be very much appreciated. Because she's a good person, the woman and her husband who run it. And they're doing the work of God, and I pray and hope that they will be blessed to be able to help more people. All right.
God bless.
Moore.
Amen.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying that's what God put on my heart, to start the ministry of God Love For Us Ministries to touch a lot of people out there in the world, to build kingdom shelters, to bring people in so they can be plugged into the word, and also bring fitness in there as well so everybody can get their mind right and their body right. And do the things of God, because we don't have enough doer of the words and people doing it. We hear it all over the world, but now we need to continue to connect with God so people can be uplifted, because a lot of people out there in cars and everything, we need to bring them all in and out of there and bring them into the kingdom of God and go ahead and start helping one another like God in that one love. That's a major thing in our life. If people want to see some things move from the supernatural in their life, they got to walk in that love of God.
All right, listeners, you're still listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler and Minister Moore. He's saying great things. You cannot find fault in the words of the Bible. I mean, I cannot personally. So,
the main key.
You're based in California, am I right?
No, I'm in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Wilmington, okay, I don't know where I got California from. Please forgive me.
Well, I'll probably be going
okay.
there next. You're probably just calling something out for me.
Yeah, I thought you had said something like that, but I got it wrong. All right.
That must be where I'm going next, huh?
I don't know. It's just I don't know. Okay. So when you were in the past, living that type of lifestyle. Did you know that you needed God? When did you know that you needed God for certain? Was it when you had brain surgery?
I know what I needed God a long time ago when the drugs set in. I needed God then because I was looking in a crazy way, no way out. You know what I mean? Drugs call everybody. It just calls you all the time. It's hard to get off. But, I needed God then. You know, like I said, I could have died before the brain surgery. You know, when an anointing is on you of God, God will anoint you until you go get into that position in that floor mat when you ready to receive what He got for you already. You know, He uses the foolish thing in the world to shame the wise. So the thing, you know, it was a setup for me to get in the move direction that I am now. You know, God set us up sometime to get into the position for victory. And that's what He put me in for, into victory. And I tell everybody, one thing you know to do is look around yourself. See yourself a winner and not see yourself a loser. You know, don't ever go with the negative. Go with the positive all times. I know it's easy said but done. The only way you're going to do that is when you hang around positive people. And all that distraction is in your mind, because if you don't focus in God, you're focused in the world. So it's one thing you're meditating in. You meditate in the world, you meditate in God. You got to meditate in God. When you go to church, just don't read, be plugged into it, and don't walk out there a blinking light. You wouldn't walk in a study light of God, because we are the light, and God is in us. Because it's greater He's in you than He's in the world. So stay focused. Open your eyes up. Put that mind in Christ Jesus, and you'll make the right decisions. Continue to plug in and get victory. I had a victory over all situations, you know. Did insanity, one that got that challenge. So the thing is, if you stay consistent in what you do, you will prosper in whatever you do. You won't keep walking into bad relationships, bad friendships, or nothing. Walk in the positive God, get into the Word, study, meditate, and understand. And let it mentor to your spirit, and you will come out on a right path of God and walking in all truth of His love. Understand, God loves you, because if God for you, who can be against you?
If God is for you, who can be against? That's right. It's like somebody sent me a message a couple of days ago. You can hear 200 no's, but if one yes from God is all you need. So
that's right. It's right. It's like a joke that, you know what I mean, you can keep it, you can hear a bunch of no's, but it's a yes out there. But God, keep going to the throne and the boldness of God, knowing that you got God's favor. Walk and start looking for your blessings, because it's there. Believe and receive it. You know what I mean? I'll tell people, believe and receive that, and it will come upon you. Because God said, I will supply all your needs. Not some, all your needs. In the right motive, that is. You know. He said, I'm going to supply your needs for a lottery. He said, I'll supply your needs in the right motive of Him. Because He's Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah El Shaddai, more enough God to handle it.